National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Snell says blizzard warnings have been issued for the New York City, New Jersey, and coastal communities along the East Coast.
We do have up to 18 to 20 inches of snow currently forecast across parts of New Jersey and Long Island. That's where the heaviest totals are currently expected. But as you know, there's a lot of spread in the guidance still, where there's a lower end potential and a higher end potential, even higher than those numbers. But we could definitely see up to 2 feet of snow in parts of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast before it's all said and done.
Ukrainian forces attack a Russian missile plant a day after talks to end their war end with no sign of a breakthrough.
Ukrainian forces have struck an industrial site deep inside Russia. A man and woman in Vodkensk in the Udmurt region saying another one's coming. Where? It's the sound. The local health minister says 11 people were wounded. Another official says a military industrial complex was hit by drones launched from Ukraine. The Vodkensk machine building plant produces ballistic missiles, often used in strikes against Ukraine. I'm Donna Water.
Crews have recovered the bodies of 9 backcountry skiers.
The skiers were killed in a California avalanche 4 days ago. Authorities say a recovery team reached the bodies of 8 victims and found one other who had been missing on Castle Peak near Lake Tahoe. The recovery efforts have been put on hold after Tuesday's avalanche because of rough weather and dangerous conditions. Among those who died were 6 women who were close friends and experienced skiers, along with 3 professional guides. 6 others on the trip survived the avalanche. Investigations are underway. John Scott reporting.
This is SRN News. Another warning about gambling.
This one comes from USA Today, which has been doing research into the emerging data we have on legalized gaming in this country. And it concludes that 30% of 11 to 13-year-old boys and 41% of 14 to 17-year-old boys have bet on sports in the last 12 months. They all use legal betting apps in the states where they live, despite the fact they are underage. 31 states have legalized sports gambling so far. Others may do so this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Puerto Rico's governor has signed a bill that amends a law to recognize an unborn baby as a human being. Governor Jennifer Gonzalez, a Republican and supporter of President Trump, says the legislation aims to maintain consistency between civil and criminal provisions by recognizing the unborn child as a human being. The amendment is now an article within Puerto Rico's penal code. This is SRN News. A defeat at the state level for Democrats.
A Virginia judge is temporarily blocking Democrats' plan to hold an April referendum on new congressional maps that could seriously impact the midterm elections. The decision threatens Democrats' push for more U.S. House seats. On Thursday, a Tazewell Circuit Court judge granted a temporary restraining order sought by Republicans. The order runs through March 18th and clashes with early voting set to begin March 6th. Which could doom the referendum. Virginia Attorney General Jay Jones says he will appeal the ruling. Keith Peters, Washington.
Thousands of nurses at a major New York hospital system have approved a new contract, voting to end a strike after more than a month. The nurses' union announced the vote results Saturday. More than 4,000 nurses in the privately run New York Presbyterian system have been on strike since January 12th. More details at srnnews.com.